Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls one new man, a complete dwelling place for God. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I've got two friends, two Jewish believers in the Messiah, Alyosha and Jody Ramadoff, on the telephone. They're calling me from their home in Florida. And for those that are not familiar with the Rabinoffs, Alyosha is a world-class pianist. And he has produced music that we've literally had on the air. And we've gotten so much feedback of people being healed of emotional problems, deep, deep emotional problems, physical problems. We even had someone blind get their eyesight back. Jody, tell me about that.
Yes, Sid, this was a woman from Alabama named Cleo, and Cleo wrote in, and she said, she actually wrote into your station, and she said, last Thursday night I was watching It's Supernatural with Alyosha playing, and she said her blind son was on the phone, and she called him up immediately, and she had called him up and said, put the phone to the TV set and listen to what is about to take place. Alyosha was sent to the piano and to play and to minister the father's heart. So the son listened, and this son is blind, by the way, and the doctors had told him there is no hope, his sight will never come back. The son listens, and then as soon as Alyosha finished playing on the set that day, on your set, the mother said, what do you see now? And the son looked up and he says, I see a light. I see a light coming in the hallway. And then it didn't stop there. He continued to tell her, oh, I'm beginning to see this, that, and the other. He could actually see objects and recognize objects. Well, she wrote in and said, now he is driving. His sight is completely back. He's given up his dark glasses, no longer blind. And this was a miracle of God. She says, what was impossible with man is only possible with God.
And you have a lot of reports of people that are using your music just to soak in the presence of God, and they're having heavenly experiences.
That's right. It's really amazing. Actually, we get all kinds of emails from all over the world, even this one young woman, Emily, from Japan, and she wrote back and told us it not only healed her physically, but she got such a deep emotional release, such a deep emotional healing from her childhood, that literally all the bitterness, all the anger, whatever was in her toward her, whatever she went through in her childhood, was totally released. What, like she said, like little bubbles coming up and exploding, it all came up and out, and she's set free. She's still writing to us a year later. She's still writing to us this day.
Well, Alyosha, for those that aren't familiar with you, you were born in Kiev, and you come from a long line of musicians. And how old were you when they started training in the piano?
I was about 5 years old.
And did you really practice 6 to 8 hours a day?
Well, not right away. It's impossible for a five-year-old to do that. But when I got to be 12, 13, 14 years old...
Sounds impossible at that age to me, but okay.
It was very difficult because all my friends were playing soccer outside, and I had to play piano.
But you did win many competitions. However, when you got older and you wanted to go to college... it's not so easy for a Jew to get into at that time in the former Soviet Union. How did you get into the university?
I was accepted into BA, bachelor's degree school for music, and I had to go to tough examinations, and I guess because I was in the company of some of the best ones, they accepted me. But after I wanted to continue my education after graduating from this music college, then the doors were closed simply because I was Jewish.
Well, one of the courses you took actually helped you realize there was, even though you were Jewish, you were taught to be an atheist, but it had the opposite effect on you.
That's correct. in those days, everyone had to study atheism in school, in college, and it was really forbidden to practice any religion, including Judaism. So me being Jewish, it was more ethnic background than religious. But the truth is, atheists have to teach you about God in order to prove that he doesn't exist. They have to tell you who doesn't exist. So I got a lot of information about God from atheists.
So that was the beginning. And then you really wanted to leave the former Soviet Union. At that time, it was almost impossible for Jews to get out. And you went through persecution just because you wanted to leave. And you decided to pray. Why did you, as a Jewish man, go to a Christian church to pray?
Well, first of all, I knew that nobody could help me. My situation was desperate. And I just decided to try God. What if he exists? I want to pray to him. I did not know much about Judaism, but I knew it was safer for me to go to a Christian church than to a synagogue because of persecution. And so I knew what a church was. As a matter of fact, I couldn't find synagogue. So I went to the church, and I prayed there to God.
Now, there were lots of images and pictures. Tell me who you chose to pray to.
Yeah, that was a Russian Orthodox church with a lot of pictures, a lot of images. I walked around, and I saw Yeshua, Jesus, on the cross. And I just had some knowledge that he was called God. And I said, I don't know really who God is, but I'm going to pray to Jesus and see what happened. So I prayed to him, and I said, Jesus, if you're God, make it possible for us to leave this country. And then I walked away.
And then what happened?
And then I would say about a week or two passed, and we were called to the immigration office, and no questions asked. We were all given our exit visas, the whole family.
Did you realize it had anything to do with that prayer?
I had a few thoughts, but there were still a lot of doubts because, you know, of my atheist background, and I wonder, was it a coincidence or was it God? But one thing, that prayer, it made me begin to think, at least.
And then you got to America, and you started to investigate Judaism, and you found out the one thing that all Jews agree on, except those that know the truth, and that is the Jewish people don't believe in Jesus. Was that the first time you heard that?
Yes, that's where I heard it. And but I wanted to learn what it means to be Jewish. It's amazing because somebody I talked to said, you know, I know a really good book on the Jewish history. If you start reading it, you'll learn, you know, about your history and your background. And that book is called the Bible. And so I began to read the Bible and the scripture. And there was New Testament scriptures in that Bible, you know, New Covenant scriptures. And suddenly I felt, even though I was told that that's not for the Jews, I wanted to read that. And the reason I felt like in the free country, I could read what I want to read. And so I read through this, through the Bible, and when I got to the New Testament scriptures, I discovered Jesus, Yeshua, and to my own surprise, he happened to be Jewish.
And then your sister became a believer in Yeshua, and you decided, now this is getting a little too much. I've got to know for sure. God, show me a sign. And what happened?
Yeah, my sister actually became a believer before I did. And she brought different books, literature home, which I read as well. And I started to wonder, is Yeshua, is he really the Messiah? Is he really the Savior of the Jewish people? And so one day, early in the morning, before the sun rose, I was awake, and I prayed to God, and I said, God, you show me. You have to give me a sign that I would know, is Jesus really who he is, or am I mistaken? I didn't know that Scripture says a Jew will ask for a sign, but that's exactly what I did. And suddenly...
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. I want you to hear Alyosha play music in the Spirit. And then an Israeli speaks Hebrew, and there's something so supernatural about the Hebrew language. This is from his CD, Fear Not, which helps you overcome fear.
Chol banaich lemudei Adonai, v'rav shalom banaich. Bitzdaka tikonani, rachaki mioshek, ki lo tirai, umimcheta, ki lo tikrav elaich. Al tira, ki imacha ani, al tishta, ki ani Elohecha. Imatzticha, af, azarticha, af, tamachticha. בימים צדקי, כי אני אדוני אלוהיך, מחזיק ימיניך, האומר לך אל תירא, אני עזרתיך.
All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. These two special CDs by Alyosha, Fear Not and The Lord is My Healer, available for a donation of $35.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself
one new man.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.